We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Super Tuesday, everybody. Hope you guys are doing swimmingly. Fantastic to be here with you. As expected, my top five coaches to replace Will Muschamp at South Carolina has stirred up a hornet's nest. Let's see here. Texter says Urban would continue the odd Florida to South Carolina pipeline, but when does Jim when does Jim McElwain come along? That's what's scary. At what point are the Gamecocks going to stop taking Florida's sloppy seconds? At what point are they going to stop doing that? This isn't the first time I've said this on these airwaves. Lonzo could tell you that because he doesn't like it when I do. But you got to stop doing that now. It's time to get your own. You know, when you do that repeatedly over and over again, it looks it screams that you're not as good as Florida. And whereas people might be like, no, duh, we know we're not as good as Florida, you don't want to be putting that image out there, man.
So what you're saying that if Urban Meyer were interested, you would say no.
That's no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I would absolutely continue the string of sloppy seconds. I would absolutely continue that. Let's see here. A texter says he's not going to leave until his kids graduate. That's so says Ray in Greer. Tyler Venables is a freshman on the Clemson Tigers this year. So you'd have this season, 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023 before Tyler left school, assuming he didn't wasn't good enough to go pro. Then another texter says Brent Venables would go pro defensive coordinator first. The thing, the bond with Dabo is the thing that you worry about, but about that. But it's a folks, the Gamecock job is a great job. That is a great job. Expectations right now are low. Possibilities are high. Those are the best jobs in sports, man. You have people defending Will Muschamp being largely a 500 coach after 4 years. That's how low the expectations are there, man. I mean, that is a great place to go. I think the Gamecocks job is that is a job of a sleeping giant, all right? Let me ask you this, Clemson fans, what are they missing there? There's nothing the program is missing. Great stadium, great fans, great conference, great facilities. They've got everything that you need. The biggest strike against them is that there's been a downturn in talent that the state has produced recently, but that's it. That is legitimately the only downturn against them at this point. That job is a sleeping giant. And if you're Brent Venables, you don't have to move your family far. You move your family an hour and a half up the road, and there you go. There you go. So look, a lot of people are disagreeing with this. Shadow of Death Valley continues. He said Urban Meyer would definitely go to USC. He could win big with the Trojans. Seriously though, the gap between Clemson of US and USC is so big right now that barring a total fluke, I'm not sure Carolina will ever win again versus Dabo. He's got a long memory, and U of SC sucks right now. Yeah, that is certainly the case, folks. That is certainly the case with where we are here right now in 2020. I just think that would be a great fit, and I would throw the kitchen sink at him, and I would double his salary from $2 million to $4 million. Brent Venables is the second highest paid defensive coordinator to or was. Now he's the highest paid defensive coordinator. Dave Aranda just made the jump, right? Dave Aranda went from the Baylor went from LSU to the Baylor Bears. So he just made that jump. And it might be time for Brent Venables to do so as well. We didn't hear Brent Venables say that he wouldn't leave until his kids graduated. We did hear him say, quote, "I suppose I'll have to say yes eventually, won't I? Or they'll stop asking me." That's what he said. Those were his words, not mine. And I think it's getting to be about that time when you're 50 years old, coming up on 50. It's about that time. If you're ever going to do it, now is the time to do it. Had the same decision I had to make to come here, folks. Was part time on the air in Houston, and was teaching full time, and I could have taught full time forever, and I enjoyed it. And this job offer came open. Researched the area. Had to move here. Imagine doing this, folks. I moved here without ever having seen the area before. You want to talk about some anxiety? You can look at all the YouTube videos. You can talk to all of the employees, friends, and family, and they can all tell you that living here is great. But you've never experienced anxiety until you're driving a U-Haul with all your stuff to a place that you've never been to before. That was me coming here. But you know what I said? I said, if I'm ever going to do this thing, if I'm ever going to give this another shot full time, now's the time. Speak now or forever hold your peace. And I stopped teaching. I left an amazing pension plan that exists in Houston, teacher's retirement plan, salary goes up by $1,000 every year. I left all that because I love this and I love what I do. And I think Brent Venables has a very similar decision to make. Let's get to Billy in Greer, who's up next on the show. Billy, thanks for the call, pal. You're offsides. Billy, go ahead. What do you think? Brent Venables,
hey,
my
buddy.
Number one pick.
You knew I was going to call on this subject.
My number one pick to replace Will Muschamp. What do you say?
Well, clearly I'd be thrilled to have him, but I'm a Lonzo. I don't think there's no way he would make that jump. I just don't. I think that Dabo would have enough in his ear, because Dabo really does not respect South Carolina, not just because he's beating them now. I mean, they tore his rear end up for a while there, but he really believes some of the things that he's heard about. You know, you got to understand, the guy is not from this area. He played at Alabama, but he was a wide receivers coach there under Bowden. And you know, he's heard this narrative from the Clemson fan base from a long time that you can't win at South Carolina. He believes that. And, you know, it's hard. And I guess outside of that five-year period when Spurrier was here, he's probably been proven correct. I don't believe that. I believe you can win anywhere. I just think you got to get the right coach and then have the board of trustees and the administration, you know, support the coaching staff there. I'm not sure. Obviously, I don't think that Muschamp's the right coach. I didn't want him to hire him when he got there. The thing that scares me, and I'm going to continue to beat this dead horse, is Tanner's the one making the hire, and I'm just not sure he's the right guy. In fact, I think that he's not.
On my list here, Billy, Brent Venables one.
I had two of the guys.
Billy Napier two.
And him.
Brian Harsin three. Luke Fickle four. And Dan Lanning five. Who would be your number one?
Probably Billy Napier, because he knows the area. But once again, I'm not sure that Dabo would not have his ear. You know, I think that guy's got a lot of pull now. I don't think he had this pull 3 or 4 years ago.
So you think Dabo's going to talk Billy Napier out of taking the Gamecock job?
You do realize that he was an assistant over there for a little while,
yeah,
right?
No, I get it. But I mean, look, man, Billy Napier is, like you said, he played quarterback at Furman, knows the area, loves the area, chance to come home, could be a dream job for him. You know, that would be a low class move, in my opinion, for if Dabo did that. I don't see Dabo doing that. I don't see Dabo trying to
Dabo could be in a situation where he needs South Carolina to get better. Because eventually
they're not
going to get into the playoff.
He absolutely does.
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe I'm wrong about all of this. Listen, I wrote this down 2 years ago before you got into the area, because Lonzo can tell you I was hell-bent on getting rid of Muschamp then, and these are the guys that I had. And some of these guys are the same as yours. One was Luke Fickle, Matt Campbell, Dino Babers, Scott Satterfield, and I did not have Billy Napier, but I do like that, you know, honestly. So, and I would hire – every one of those guys right now over what we've got. I'm not willing to
Lonzo, how many years has Billy been calling the show?
For the duration over here, and he's been calling me on another station also. So he's been around for a while. Why does that matter?
No, I'd say because he said he's been calling forever, and I just want to know how long that is, man. It's great. I love it.
It's been 15 years at least. But anyway, listen, I'm a huge South Carolina fan. I love them. I'm never going to stop loving them. I tried. I can't. I do not believe the narrative that you will hear from a lot of the Clemson fans that you can't win at South Carolina. I agree with you on that part. You can absolutely win there. And the disparity between these two programs right now has been as big as it's ever been. But it's not that far apart like a lot of people want to lead you to believe, Mark. Just go do some of the research. If you go look at some of the other rivalries throughout the country, Washington State, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Virginia Tech, there is a much bigger disparity in some of those rivalries than there is here. Georgia Tech. I mean, you don't have to go that far around and look. These two schools are closer than people give them credit to be. And I'm not talking about, distance. I'm talking about their football programs. Now, right now, you're right. Clemson's the best program in the country. There's no doubt about that. And they're rolling. But trust me, South Carolina can do the same thing. I believe that. I'm with you on that. There's the things that some of the same things that they're selling to Clemson, you can absolutely sell at South Carolina. The biggest difference, there's two big differences. It's tradition, and then, our conference is holding us back. And I hate to say that, but it's much harder to win, in the Southeastern Conference than it is in the ACC. But if we can get on that level, then we can start rolling through.
Billy, I agree with you, man. I agree with you. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it very, very much. Yeah. Look, he likes the name Billy Napier. He's got his list of names. Dino Babers, that name is really cooled off, hasn't it? I mean, really cooled off. Syracuse is one of the worst teams in the FBS this year. I mean, they have not been able to capitalize. If he wanted to get out of Syracuse, Dino really should have struck while the iron's hot after they had that top 15 finish with a very, very rare good team. I was born in Syracuse, New York, folks. It pains me to see what's become of that program. I grew up with Kadri Ismail, the missile, going there. They were beating Florida State. Nobody could go to the Carrier Dome and win. Remember those days, man, back in the day, the big orange helmets? Then Donovan McNabb was there, and they were great with Donovan McNabb, and they never won the Natty. But, like, when Florida would go play Syracuse at Syracuse, they'd get smoked. When Florida State would go play Syracuse at Syracuse, they got smoked. You could not win in the Carrier Dome, man. That was a dope place to play, and it's just lost that vibe completely. It used to be where enemies go to die. Now it's where enemies go to part and celebrate as much as you can in the frigid northeastern portion of the United States, man. But no, there's a lot of interesting names out there for sure. My first call would be to Brent Venables, and maybe you're right. Maybe Brent doesn't take it, but that doesn't mean he's not my first option. Number two, number three, Billy Napier and Brian Harsin. I think either of those would be outstanding hires. And I really like Luke Fickell. I'm just unsure about the cultural fit because he's really kind of a Midwest guy. You know what I mean? Billy Napier and Brian Harsin might be the two most realistic options for the South Carolina Gamecocks. All right. Coming up next on the show, can you believe it? High school football is coming your way this weekend. It's finally here. We've made it. And who better to set the table than our high school football guy, Cole Bryson? He'll do so next with me right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Check on our text line here. Don't see how you could possibly get all that info from one game. Am I guilty of a jump to conclusions, Matt?
Yes, you absolutely are guilty of that. I just didn't jump in. I'm like, man, one game and it's done. It's over.
They're done. Listen, Lonzo, I'm not saying they're not going to win the division. I'm not saying they're not going to win the game, win a playoff game. I'm saying they're not going to be in the Super Bowl and they're not going to win the Super Bowl because Drew Brees isn't the same guy. I'm also well aware that they didn't have Michael Thomas last night. Michael Thomas, 20 yards and in, is one of the elite wide receivers in the National Football League. I didn't say best, but 20 yards and in, he's an unbelievable possession wide receiver. I watched that game beginning to end, and I'm just like, he's not the same guy. What is wrong here?
If I were that guy would point out that your team is Tampa Bay and that you are secretly hoping that they're done that way Tampa Bay would win. But you would never do something like that. So I'm not going to be that guy.
You know, Lonzo, once you start working in sports media, you just don't care that much anymore. You know, that whole rooting against teams to get this or that, just don't do that anymore, man.
Okay.
You know,
if he's done, then Tampa Bay will win some more games and you might win a bet. I'm just saying, you might actually have a rooting interest.
We'll see. We will see. Texter says, wait, Rob said the reason the Saints lost is that it was a conspiracy due to the opening of the new stadium. I can't comment on that. I can't comment on that nonsense other than to say I'm glad, Texter, that you're listening to both shows. Another Texter says, Mark, I just talked Rob off the ledge on his show about the Saints. Hope he wasn't listening to the opening of yours. So says Joe. When all is said and done at the end of the season and the Saints are not in the Super Bowl, just think back to this segment, okay? Think back to the opening segment today. Joining us right now, and we're really, really excited about this, folks. High school football is here. Our man on high school football, we couldn't have a better expert for the sport of high school football in our area than one Cole Bryson, host of the Saturday Scramble, voice of Burns football, and he joins us right now on the show. Cole, NFL question first. Is it premature to say the Saints are done? Do you see them ever making the Super Bowl again with Drew Brees?
Yeah, you can't count out the Saints. You know I'm a big NFL guy, and if my Dallas Cowboys weren't done on Sunday, the Saints aren't done, okay?
Well, we will see, man. We will see. I don't know. I don't know if what ails Drew Brees can be fixed, quite honestly. I'm not sure he's the same guy. I think he's uncomfortable in the pocket because he can't loft the ball downfield the way that he used to be able to. All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Abe sucks, don't it?
It really does. Man, listen, I don't want to hear it from you, Cole. You don't have to deal with that at all. I'm 43, pal. All right? I'm 43.
No, I'm good.
I used to be able to dunk a tennis ball. Now I can only dunk a tennis ball on the Nerf hoop on my door. Okay? So I'm nowhere close, man. It's going in the wrong direction for me. So, Cole, the Saturday Scramble debuted this Saturday, had a wonderful start. What did you set the stage for us on what we can expect on your show on the Saturday Scramble here on ESPN Upstate?
Well, you know, last Saturday was fun just getting our feet wet again. Jed Blackwell and I, Jed again, is the lead press writer for the Spartanburg Herald Journal and GoUpstate.com, does a fantastic job. The best coverage you'll find as far as a local paper goes right there on GoUpstate.com. And his culmination was my culmination of our opinions on teams and our thoughts on local teams and the context that we have at each school, man, it's unrivaled on Saturday mornings as far as our coverage of high school football on ESPN Upstate, the Saturday Scramble. It's a fun show. We'll have some coaches and players this Saturday join us. Obviously, more reactions because there will have been some real games on Friday. Reactions are fun, you know. We love talking about it, but what is radio, live radio, without reactions? So high school football makes for some good reactions, and we're looking forward to it, man.
What fan bases in the Upstate despise each other the most, high school wise?
That's a great question.
I want the nitty gritty. If you've seen anything ugly over your years covering high school football, Cole, now is the time to spit it out.
That's a great question. I think, you know, I think things have changed so much recently in the past few years that the fan bases have kind of gotten a little bit more more relaxed. I mean, if you go way back, Boiling Springs and Chapman, that rivalry that's kind of been renewed lately, that rivalry used to be really ugly in terms of the fan bases going at each other. Now Boiling Springs really doesn't have a rival anymore because of the region games. Every game's a rival. But, you know, I think any time Dorman and Spartanburg play each other, it's the crosstown rivalry. It's what it's called. It's the preps from Spartanburg and the farmers from Dorman. They have the prep week and they have the farmers week leading up to both games. And I think that rivalry is probably the best as far as the two programs who despise each other the most, because it goes so far back and has so much rich history. I think Dorman and Spartanburg, that rivalry there is probably, you know, the best. And I think if you ask those fan bases, they probably hate each other pretty, I'd say 365 days of the year.
I love it. I love it. Listen, familiarity breeds contempt. Contempt makes sports better. And there's nothing wrong with a little vitriol in sports. It ratchets up the intensity for all of us, man. So, look, I'm looking at a major slate of games that are coming up this weekend here, Cole. But we did get some news surrounding COVID-19. What can you share with us about that?
Well, just that you know, last week or 2 weeks ago now, that we saw Broome High School have to put their program on hold for 2 weeks. Three other local teams have had to join them in Liberty, Crescent, and Union County. From what I heard, it wasn't a large outbreak, but it was just a player or two that got COVID-19, and they've had to suspend their season for 2 weeks. Broome obviously will be able to resume football practice this Monday, because that will be 2 weeks for them. So all those teams will for sure miss this first week, and I believe Crescent and Liberty will also miss week two. But those are the only four teams that we know of right now in the upstate, which I know four teams is worse than one, obviously, what we were talking about last week. But if we continue, you know, the whole thing with slowing the spread back in April and May and June, the same thing here. You knew that when these football teams got together, there would be some sort of positive outbreaks or positive cases, Mark, because these students will go home and on the weekends go to parties and go to gatherings with all sorts of different kind of people, and that's probably where they're getting this virus from. And, you know, from what I've been told from two of those schools, they can trace it back to an off-campus gathering. So, you know, if we can just get through a couple of weeks, man, and keep these teams healthy and not have any positive outbreaks, I think we'll be fine.
Are there adjustments open weeks in the schedule to where they can still play the allotted games?
Yeah.
If you have postponements?
Yeah, that was one of the reasons the high school league wanted to shorten the season, was to allow it's just same thing with college. You knew games were going to get postponed at the high school level. Games were going to get canceled. So I think that's a big reason the high school league decided to shorten the season, to allow some room on the back end to make up some of these games if necessary. And you know, the high school league, you remember, they said, let's play the region games first. That way, if something toward the end of the season happens, we've already at least got the region games out of the way. So I think you will see most teams be able to make these games up.
Cole Bryson joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. So is right now, Cole, the protocol, if one team has one positive, the whole thing gets shut down?
That is correct. That is what the recommendation they were given, and that is what's going to happen. You know, I've had a lot of different opinions on that. I've had a lot of people ask me about that and ask me, well, why can't they just take the player out and any contact he's had with any other players, remove them as well and keep rolling? But the common theme is to shut the program down for 2 weeks. And, you know, as frustrating as that is, I think it's the right move, because if you really, it looks good on the high school league's part as well. If you really care about the player's safety, then, you know, I know it's a little bit ridiculous to shut the whole thing down, and I get it, and I know it causes adjustments to have to be made and so on and so forth. But if you really care about the safety of the players, and it's the right move.
Cole Bryson joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Cole, let's preview some of the big games coming up this week here. Which contests really grab your eye?
Well, out of all of them, you're right, I did send you a big list, but out of all these games, the biggest game of the week is the one that you can hear right here on ESPN Upstate, Burns at Spartanburg. And the reason for that is you have a region with five teams, Dorman, Burns, Spartanburg, Riverside, and Wade Hampton. These two teams in Riverside and Wade Hampton from Greenville County have not been known for football. Everyone expects them to be out of the mix. Out of those five teams, only two of the teams get in. So you know Dorman demolished Clover last Friday in a scrimmage, brought back 20 starters on 18 starters from last year's team. They demolished Clover. They're rolling already. I mean, they're just a powerhouse under Dave Gutshaw. So people expect Dorman to be competing for the region championship. And then you have Burns and Spartanburg, who usually make the playoffs in a regular season in a normal year. But now, because there's only two teams getting in, those two teams are happen to be playing one another this Friday, and the loser of this game could very well miss the playoffs. So this is this comes down to a playoff game Friday night. I know it's not technically one, but, man, I've talked to Reggie Shaw and Mark Hodge both, and it's a playoff game, man. I mean, both of these teams are desperate to make the playoffs. Mark Hodge, first-year head coach at Spartanburg High School. You have a lot of newness on both teams for Burns and Spartanburg. Reggie Shaw, obviously, a few years now at Burns. But I think this is an intriguing game. It's a huge game. And the loser very well could be on the outside looking in at the end of the season.
Cole Bryson joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. All right, Cole, let's make our picks. We've got a whole host of games here. Let's go through these one by one and get your picks on the contest. Burns at Spartanburg, the game you'll be on the call of.
Yeah, I like Burns to win, but, Mark, I think it's really close, and I think it's pretty low scoring as well. Remember, there's a chance of rain in the forecast. Last I looked, it was 60 to 70% chance of rain for Friday night. That could make things interesting as well. I think this is a low-scoring game. Whoever can run the football the most effectively will win, and I like Burns to squeak one out in a close one.
How about Boiling Springs at Gaffney?
Gaffney has too many offensive weapons for Boiling Springs to compete with. The only way Boiling Springs wins this game, and I wrote this on my article on ESPNUpstate.com that you can check out, Boiling Springs must keep this game very low-scoring in order to win, but I like Gaffney to end up winning by about 20 or so.
Dorman at Riverside.
Yeah, you know, I made a reference in my article, Mark, you know how Clemson plays 85 to 90% of their roster against teams like the Citadel. This will be the very similar for Dorman. Dorman probably will play every player on their travel roster. Riverside's not good. Dorman will roll. It could be anywhere from 50 to nothing to 60 to nothing. This one won't be close.
Legion Academy at Chesney. Hey, by the way, Cole, by the way, Cole, we'll let's see something. Last year, I was mispronouncing all these town names. I want to see if a year of being here has done me some good, so we'll see how we do as we roll through these. But Legion Academy at Chesney, I think I'm one for one here.
Yeah, you're doing good so far. Chesney, man, under Clay Lewis, gets better every year. I think this is his second year there, but you saw a huge improvement in his first year. And I think you'll see an even greater improvement. I think Chesney wins at home pretty comfortably against Legion.
Woodruff at Chapman.
This is the second most intriguing game to me. Woodruff has head coach Bradley Adams coming back to coach a very good Woodruff team. Chapman, who won the state championship last year and has won two out of three in the last – or has won two in the last 4 years. Chapman is a completely new team, completely new head coach. Harry Cavanaugh from Malden. I think this is an intriguing game. I think Chapman is competitive, but I think Woodruff edges out Chapman on the road, and the Wolverines get it done.
Greer at the home of perhaps the most scenic, picturesque stadium I've ever seen in high school football, Greenville.
These are the two best head coaches in Greenville County going at it. This is going to be a really good game. If I had to pick one to be at, it'd probably be Greer at Greenville. I like this game to be close for the majority, but it's hard for me to pick against Greg Porter and his Greenville Red Raiders. I think the Red Raiders get it done at home this Friday.
Wade Hampton at J.L. Mann.
J.L. Mann's been I don't want to say a disappointment, but they have not been where they needed to be in the last few years, or as long as I can ever remember, they haven't been good at football. Let me just put it that way. Wade Hanson hasn't either, but Wade Hanson has a very good coach in Travis Miller, who's the former offensive coordinator at Bowling Springs with a lot of experience, came from Blacksburg. I think Travis Miller and these generals of Wade Hanson will actually go on the road and win to get the season started this Friday night at J.L. Mann.
Hillcrest at Malden.
You know, this is going to be a really good game. I think there's a couple of really good games going on in Greenville County this Friday night. Hillcrest is a very good team. They always have a very good defense. Malden obviously lost Harry Cavanaugh to Chapman. I think Malden may be, to some people, the underdog, but I actually like Malden to win this game on Friday at home. I think Malden has too much size and just too much athleticism for Hillcrest to handle.
T.L. Hanna at Woodmont.
Well, Woodmont lost their head coach in Jet Turner and lost their strength coach in Joey Hawkins, and they're running that wing run-style offense. Obviously, they're going to continue to run that, but without Jet Turner, who has instilled that, for a few years now, came from Broome, went to Woodmont, and is known for that Jet-style offense that they call it. But T.L. Hanna is going to be just too much for Woodmont this Friday, and T.L. Hanna will win on the road. Jason Tone, now the new head coach at T.L. Hanna, I think the Yellow Jackets get one on the road.
West Side at Easley.
Man, West Side and Scott Early, I hate to say they've been a disappointment as well, but, Scott Early had a lot of potential, a very good head coach when he went to West Side, and they just haven't performed the way that some would have expected them to. But I do like West Side Friday night at Easley. They got a couple of transfers in from during the summer, from other schools that are really good football players. And I like Scott Early and Westside and the Rams to get a win on the road Friday night.
Southside Christian at Calhoun Falls.
I don't know a ton about Southside Christian or Southside right here in Greenville County, but I do know that Southside Christian has been a very good football team for a few years now. And I like Southside Christian as well as Southside, who I get those confused a lot. I like both Southsides, if you will, to go on the road. Southside Christian will win at Calhoun Falls, and I like Southside to win at Berea.
This is the one that could get me. Southside at Berea? Did I get that right?
You were close. You were close. I like it's Berea, but you can pronounce it however you want. I like Southside, man. I think that they have a very good football team. They have a coach, and Coach West has been there for a few years, and I think they will go on the road and take care of Berea.
And finally, East Side at Travelers Rest.
Travelers Rest has actually been a better football team than some give them credit for over the years. But East Side is too powerful. They have a very good quarterback in Marshall Skoloff, who has been around that program for a long time now, who is just a very good quarterback. His athleticism and ability to scramble out of the pocket as well as throw the deep ball is hard to match. East Side should win comfortably at Travelers Rest.
Great stuff, Cole. We look forward to your call this Friday night, Burns at Spartanburg, as well as the Saturday scramble Saturday morning. Thank you so much. You can hear Cole each and every week right here on Offsides at 3:20. Be well, bud. All right. Offsides with Mark Ryan continues right after this here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Hot take. Not only will the New Orleans Saints, this is on the text line here, not only will the New Orleans Saints not make the Super Bowl this year, they will lose to the Dallas Cowboys in the first round of the playoffs. This coming from a 1,000,000,000% hater of the Cowboys. Who's going to win the NFC least, man? Look at that sorry division. Washington might be the second best team. Washington doesn't have a team name. They might be the second best team in that division, man. What is up with that division? Yeah, Dallas wins that division by default. Texter says, Mark, I'm a Gamecock alum. I met Napier years ago. He was the cockiest jerk I ever met. Don't want him anywhere near U of SC. Texter, I got to get more than that, man. I got to get more. Like, give me the story here. Give me the story.
That sounds like your kind of guy, though. You say that you got to be a jerk to succeed, so you think you'd be right behind this dude.
Yeah, but be nice to people, man. I don't know, man. Let's get to Neil in Greer, who is up next. Neil, thanks for the call, pal. You're offsides.
What's going on, Mark? How are you, bud?
Man, I'm doing well, buddy. I'm doing well. Good to hear your voice, man. How you doing?
Man, I tell you what. I'm not doing too good, Mark, because the one team that I follow the most has been depleted with injuries about as bad as I've ever seen a team this early. And for all those people who just keep saying, let's not have preseason games, this is exactly what happens when you don't get to practice at least something, because you're just not ready for game speed. And it's just, I know part of it is the artificial turf in New York, but it's also because this was their second real game, and they didn't really get to practice before this. And it sucks because I do believe the 49ers offense, once they're fully healthy, once they get Debo back, they get Ayuk acclimated into the system, and now, you know, they've got Jordan Reed, who had a big day this past weekend, and then they get Kittle back. I do think their offense is going to be able to carry them to the playoffs, but I don't think he's going to be able to go anywhere, because as stupid as this sounds, I mean, losing Nick Bosa is kind of like, I mean, Kansas City losing one of their biggest players. I mean, it's just,
you might be worse off losing Nick Bosa than you would be losing Jimmy Garoppolo. That might not be a stretch. Nick Mullins.
I don't think that's a stretch at all.
Mullins, the backup, is pretty good there in San Francisco, isn't he?
He's pretty good. I mean, he's not gonna win you any games, but he's a game manager. He's one of those guys that you're not gonna put the loss on him, but he's also not gonna win you any games. So I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, I'm not one of those people who believe Jimmy Garoppolo is just terrible, like some people seem to believe. I think he's got the fastest release in football, and his decision making sometimes doesn't make any sense, and he's still scared to get hit. But there's no doubt about it. I mean, there's two guys on San Francisco's team that they just can't afford to lose. One's on offense, George Kittle, obviously, and the other one's on defense, and it's Nick Bosa, and we just lost Nick Bosa for the year. So it's depressing, honestly. And, I mean, I know it's just football, and I know life goes on, and, I mean, it doesn't really affect my life in any way, but it just sucks because of the fact that I had big expectations once more. And like I had told that one guy, I don't know
who
it was.
All right, hey, Neil.
Yeah.
I said today that the Saints are done in terms of ever making the Super Bowl again with Drew Brees. But then you look at the lay of the land in the NFC, who's the favorite in the NFC now? Please tell me it's still not the Saints, because I don't believe, with what I saw last night, man, there's no way that team's going to the Super Bowl.
I'm going to tell you who I think is the favorite, and I'm going to shock the living crap out of you.
I'm ready.
And this is trying to take away some of my biases and some of my hatred. I told you on Twitter that I'm predicting Tampa to win 9 games and not make the playoffs, and I'm sticking to that. I do think New Orleans is going to end up winning the division. Tom Brady's washed up. People talking about Drew Brees. Tom Brady, he's got, even without Godwin out there, he's got one of the best supporting casts, of it may be the best, other than Kansas City, in the National Football League. And he still looks like garbage against two garbage teams. I'm going to tell you who I think, because every team in the NFC has got deficiencies. If Nick Bosa weren't hurt, I would still think it's the 49ers. With that being said, he's out for the year. I think it's the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, I love it.
I do believe that. And I tell you, before the year, I said that there would be 3 teams from that division to make the playoffs, because the NFC East is terrible. I said that. Tampa Bay and New Orleans was overrated. I said that.
Is San Francisco now the last place team? Is San Francisco now last place in that division?
They are. They're tied for last.
Are they going to finish in last place?
No, they're not going to finish in last place. I tell you right now, yeah, I will be. And I said this on Twitter. I predicted the Rams to win 5 games. I am in complete shock of what they've done so far. Then again, we don't know how good those 2 teams are that they've played. I still think the NFC West is absolutely by far the best division in football. It's not even close. And the one thing about nobody wants to talk about, Seattle's defense has been terrible the first 2 weeks. Even against Atlanta, they give up over 500 yards.
Yes.
How far can Russell Wilson really carry them with no defense? It's going to be interesting to see, because every team in the NFC has got deficiencies, and I think it's wide open for anybody to step in there.
You
right now, I'm picking Arizona, but 3 weeks from now, hell, it might be different. Who knows?
Arizona to win the NFC, Lonzo. How do you like them apples? Silence.
I think it's break time.
Yeah, he thinks it's break time. Good to catch up with you.
What's your name, man?
Lonzo.
What?
Listen, I just can't come out and just pick someone that everybody else is picking. You got to make it interesting, right?
Well, you got to understand that I say Kyler Murray's a bust, and I will only back off if after the eighth week of the season they still have a winning record. Then I'll back off.
Listen, Lonzo. Listen, I was right with you last year. I said wait until the NFL defenses have time off season to catch up to him. I'm telling you right now, the guy has proven me wrong so far.
Yes, he has.
He is unbelievable because when he gets outside of the pocket, he makes plays.
Nothing you can do. Nothing you can do.
He's like Deshaun Watson on steroids.
He is, man. He's a little pocket rocket, that kid. We wrap up the show next here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Hope you guys are doing very, very well. It's been a really, really super fun show here today, and a lot of you guys chiming in on all of the above topics. And we got some breaking news here in the last minute, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me. You know, it's weird. Like when you have an announcement in sports, you're only seeing or hearing what they want you to see or hear. And then you see something that just totally blows it out of the water. Billy Donovan has been announced as the new head coach of the Chicago Bulls, which makes no sense because when it was announced that it was mutual that he would be leaving Oklahoma City, it was stated that Billy Donovan didn't want to go through a rebuild and Oklahoma City is going through a rebuild. And they had a difference of opinion about the overall direction of the franchise. What the heck kind of job is the Chicago Bulls? When have the Chicago Bulls not been in a rebuild? Are you kidding me with this, man? It's a historic franchise. They're clamoring for a winner. They've been probably beaten down second most in the NBA to the New York Knicks, if you think about the most long-suffering fan bases. But I just don't get it. I mean, Billy Donovan left OKC because he didn't want to rebuild, and then he goes to Chicago Bulls. Can anybody make sense of that to me? Anybody? Fry, Bueller, it just goes to show you, man, you know, press announcements are like bikinis. You're only seeing what they want you to see, not necessarily what you want to see. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you guys have a wonderful evening. We'll see you tomorrow for a hump day episode of Offsides with Mark Ryan. Thanks to Lonzo as well, right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.